Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Gyokhan Budzik, a political scientist affiliated with Palatsky University in the Czech Republic. Professor, we've heard relatively little lately about the Turkish involvement in Syria or about Turkey's hot and cold relationships with the US, the EU, and NATO. But now we're hearing a lot about Libya, where relatively recent Turkish involvement seems to have helped the UN-backed government there turn around an offensive by Khalifa Haftar, the renegade general. What role did Turkey play in bringing about Haftar's flight from positions directly around Tripoli?
I think the most important recent development that changed the balances on the ground in Libya was Turkey's involvement in terms of supporting some high-tech military equipment to Libya, mainly the Sarraj government, which is backed by also some international actors. So after Tripoli, the Sarraj government or Sarraj forces also captured most of the area across the Tunisian border. In terms of NATO, it is difficult to comment on this because there are different NATO members with different strategies. For example, Italy seems to support the Sarraj government like Turkey and Qatar. But on the other hand, like Russia and Egypt, France has some sort of different position in Libya because they support Haftar forces. So it is not clear how NATO is approaching the Libyan problem. Like many other issues, there is a kind of chaotic situation within NATO on Libya.
President Erdogan spoke with his U.S. counterpart on Sunday and told the TRT broadcaster that he and President Trump agree about some things regarding Libya. What are the things they agree on? Might they be reviving their bromance?
President Erdogan wants to present what Turkey is doing in Libya as something which is good to American interest, and to some extent in the same way, the Americans might buy this argument because at least Turkey is a member of NATO and their presence in Libya is somehow counterbalancing the Russian impact. So if Erdogan is successful to present their policy in Libya as against Russia, this might be the logic, but I'm still skeptical about, in terms of details, how this kind of bromance or high-level contacts between the presidents. We have no idea. I mean, we are not informed about the details or some kind of strategies. But on the other hand, I don't think it's realistic to expect, given the American elections, upcoming elections, that Americans will be very much interested in a kind of active policy in Libya.
You are listening to Professor Gyokhan Budzik, a political scientist affiliated with Palatsky University in the Czech Republic. What is President Erdogan looking for in Libya? He already has an agreement with the Tripoli government regarding the search for energy resources beneath the Mediterranean. What else does he have in mind?
Turkey's policy on Libya has different aspects. And of course, one of them is interest in terms of energy, in terms of construction sector. To remind, Turkey was an active country in early 80s, early 90s in Libya in terms of construction. And Turkey lost a lot of money since the beginning of the Arab Spring in this country. So definitely Ankara has a kind of strategy to compensate its losses. But on the other hand, energy in the Mediterranean is another critical point. So Turkey is trying to invest in this country in a way to make itself as a long-term major country around the table, deciding along with other great powers to decide the future of Libya. And here's the third aspect, I think, which is quite important. Turkish influence in Libya might be a quite important leverage in terms of Turkey's pressure onto the European Union. Because when we are talking about Northern African countries, not only Libya, but also Tunisia, Morocco, even if there is the Mediterranean in between, those countries are historically connected to Europe in terms of migration, in terms of economy, agriculture, and so forth. It might be a great leverage for Ankara to keep this as a kind of strategic bargain always vis-a-vis European Union.
It seems Turkey and Russia are facing off not only in Syria, but now in Libya, where Moscow is supporting Haftar. What does this say about Ankara's ties with Moscow, which at one point seemed to have been warming with the purchase of air defense missiles?
Any Russian intervention is likely to change the status quo in Libya. Unlike many European powers or Western powers, Russia is different because they directly intervene into the problems. They are on the ground. To change the status quo, you must be on the ground. And of course, the Russian intervention will change calculation or expectations of all other actors, including Turkey, because Russia and Turkey are supporting different groups in Libya. And it's not only a problem only between Turkey and Russia. There are other states such as Egypt and the Emirates who support Haftar government along with Russia. And I should note that the Libyan problem for many countries, regional countries like Tunisia and Egypt, is a intra-Arab affair. So there's a kind of criticism towards Turkey. So these countries like Egypt are very critical of Turkey's increasing influence in Northern Africa. I don't think Turkey will be able to stop Russian strategy in Libya. So most probably, if these countries also collide over Libya, we will have a kind of similar story we had in the Syrian crisis.
Professor Budzik, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.